Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Okay, so I'm going to try to balance out some of my longer episodes with some that are also short and sweet. So I am going to focus today on a single quote. Today's quote is, "Start by doing what is necessary, then do what is possible, and then suddenly you are doing the impossible." This is from Francis of Assisi. I am terrible at reading spellings. So basically, remember that when you start by just doing the things you have to do, then you can slowly work towards doing what you want to do, and finally, you can optimize into doing what is maybe going to feel impossible when you very first start. And remember, too, this is the basis of what we talk about a lot. It reminds you that you don't have to worry about that perfectionistic ideal of the end game that you want to get to and accomplish. Remember that that can actually mess you up and hinder you sometimes more so than it helps when you are constantly thinking about that end goal. And by end goal, I mean even just the steps that you want to take to reach your goals. If you're constantly, for example, thinking about how you're going to have this beautiful workout plan where you're going to get up at 4 a.m. and you're going to go do, you know, a mile long hike, and then you're going to come back and do a workout video or a yoga class or whatever it might be. If you have that perfect vision in your mind of what it is that you want to accomplish, whether that be the goal itself or the steps to the goal, and you're constantly picturing that as being the only way to success, you are most likely not going to do that, get there anytime soon. I always say that there's no such thing as just straight to perfection. There's no such thing as perfection. So remember that you have to work yourself up. So what is necessary? So in this example of exercising, what is necessary? Well, if you want to get up early and start exercising, then let's start slowly. Let's start with what's necessary. Okay, well, I need to start getting myself out of bed earlier. Just that. As simple as that. As tiny as that. Remember, we want to break down the milestones to the goal with smaller, incremental, teeny tiny little achievable milestones. So say right now you're getting out of bed at maybe 8. Let's work towards, okay, let's start getting out of bed at 7:30. Is that enough time to do your full workout? No, but you can do some stretches. You can maybe do a couple sit-ups or something like that. You can maybe go downstairs and at least start the coffee pot and get yourself awake so that you're starting the day sooner. Now slowly work your alarm back to 7, and then 6:45, and then 6:30. And each time you gain a little bit more time, you then can do a little bit more, and that alone can excite you to then optimize to the next level. So again, you're starting with what's necessary, just getting yourself out of bed earlier. Then you're doing what's possible. So now that you are out of bed a little earlier, okay, let me do what I can possibly do in this extra time that I've now found for myself. And finally, maybe after doing this for 3 straight months where you've slowly shifted your natural internal clock to start waking up earlier and earlier, and you're slowly started to figure out ways that you can do a little bit more as your time in the morning grows, you might now get to that end picture perfect situation where you are having the time and jumping out of bed and having the ability to take that walk and do that yoga and do that course, class, or whatever it might be. But if you were to jump straight from being in bed till 8 to jumping straight to forcing yourself out of bed at whatever, maybe 5:30, it might not stick. It very likely might not stick because you have just made too much of a change. It needs to be small incremental shifts for it to be able to build into habits. Remember, your body's internal clock is going to recognize patterns, and then it's going to start to gear itself up for those patterns. So that's not just with waking up. Yes, you have an internal clock that's going to wake you up, but your brain actually recognizes when you do a set of actions over and over and over again, and it sees it and says, oh, you know what? I get it now. I get what we're going to do. That's a pattern. So, for example, have you ever driven home from work and it's something, a drive that you've made 1,000 times, and you get home and you don't recall the drive at all? Like you were in your brain, maybe playing a movie in your head or thinking through your workday or thinking through what you have to do when you get home, and you just were on complete and total autopilot. You did not remember the drive. How did you accomplish that? How did you use your turn signal and make the correct turns and drive the correct speed and do all of the things you needed to do to drive home without making a conscious effort to do so, without thinking really hard about it? How is it possible to do all of those actions without really paying super close attention to every movement of your body and every single thing that's going on around you? It's because you've done it so many times that your body and your brain have developed this habit. They understand, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to drive this exact way. I do it every single day. So it starts to develop a habit. And as it becomes that habit and it becomes an autopilot situation, you can start to do it with less and less effort. So that is why it's better to slowly shift into routines in a way that is simple, straightforward, and slowly developing. And remember too, you want to try to set the same actions. So say, for example, in back to our workout example, you wake up, the first thing you do, go to the bathroom, go get your workout clothes on, go get your, you know, whatever's comfortable, get it all, get your, you know, sports bra and your shoes on, get yourself ready. So again, even in that first situation where you've only gotten up maybe 15 or 20 minutes earlier and you don't have time for a full workout, you are now developing that set routine, that habit that your brain is going to recognize. Okay, I get up, I put on my workout clothes, I go do whatever the workout is. Maybe that first time it's just some stretches, but then the next day or the next week, now we shift into a little bit more and a little bit more. And eventually it just becomes second nature, where 3 months into doing this, you can roll out of bed, your brain's not even awake yet. It's not even on, the fires are not burning yet. You are still basically completely and totally asleep, but your brain is on autopilot. And now you roll out of bed, you go to the bathroom, you get on your workout stuff, and you might be halfway through that workout before it really registers, whoa, look, I'm up and out of bed, like look what I'm doing. How nice is that to have things set into autopilot? It would be great if we could just get ourselves to just get all of the things that we want to accomplish done in that pattern, in that way. And you can. So just remember a couple things. A, start by doing what's necessary. What's necessary? What are the things you have to change? What are the habits you have to break and slowly redesign? Then do what's possible. Okay, so now I can start to optimize. Now I can start to do a little bit better each day, and remember to keep the same routines in place. That, and by routines, I just mean like the super simple basics. Like, okay, I get up, I put my shoes on. I get up, I put my shoes on. I get up, I put my shoes on. If it's super simple like that, your brain recognizes it as a habit and it starts to develop and solidify that habit. And suddenly you're doing the impossible. The thing that you thought was completely impossible, that you kept trying to do straight away, that you kept trying to go from waking up at 8 to waking up at 5:30, and it kept not working. You kept hitting the snooze alarm and you just thought it was never going to be possible, is suddenly possible because you started by tackling what was necessary, then slowly shifted into what was possible, and finally you accomplished the impossible. Da 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 da! Congratulations. So I hope that you have a wonderful, successful, motivating, inspiring, and fantastic day. I thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.